All right. What else did I do? It's a matter of the controlling of the volume when your system will only stand for 7 dB range, and you have a symphony orchestra giving you 60, what are you going to do about it? Well, I had the privilege of doing the on the PBS broadcast of Stokowski's orchestra in Philadelphia in 1931. And he had a very, well, that really worked it out for him. I'm an engineer, I'm not a musician. What we did was this. We took a score and we marked where we had to cut it down or where we had to raise it, how long the duration, how many, and how much, how many dB. He gave us a score. He took that and studied it and handed us back another score, which we broadcast.
And manual variation.
Yeah, manual variation
of a score.
And I took all of those and made a very careful analysis of them. Now, just give one example, one of the very striking ones. In the classical music, big crescendos usually go in three steps. A big rise, then a little let down, then a rise, then a little let down, and then over the top, climax. What had he done? He had us do all the pulling, cutting down the volume, while the orchestra was cutting down.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't let us touch the climax. And I said, we can get used to it, and it's all right. But here's an interesting result. I got into Hollywood and was had to record Peter Curry's band. His band was in the range of the more modern equipment, and I didn't have to touch it at all. But Peter Curry let his band run away from him, so that they were playing as loud as they could at the end of the second crescendo. And they had nothing to do with the factory, except that little letdown. So he took three recordings of each record so that the band leader would have a choice of which one he wanted to use. And the first two I took just the way he played them. The third one I cut down when he cut down 4 or 5 dB. The second time I cut down another 4 to 5 dB. He set him back to 10 dB on the climax. Well, you should have seen that man. He almost went crazy. The first one he liked very much. First, the third one came on. He didn't see the first one. And he just about, he almost fainted. And he was really excited. He said, that's impossible. Absolutely impossible. That's better than the band played.